Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Are you ready?
Are you kidding me? That's what?
Yeah, every so often it happens that Ryan is right.
100% right. Not even a little bit right.
Sucker Pullman, 2 points last game.
No kidding. My man.
Hey, neither does me running shirtless, but that turned out very well.
Welcome to the PP1 podcast.
Does it seem like Nashville surely was going to score at the end?
This is Shelagh and some puck blocking by Myers, who had a heck of a game, and this is the one from Josi over the net as Shelagh gathers his stick back, and he stops the last one after the whistle anyways, but in the lowest scoring series of the opening round, the Canucks found the offense they needed on the road. And Myers boxes out O'Reilly, and then you see some more help there at the front.
Here we go. I had a goal clip. That didn't go so well. That was supposed to be playing.
But still, I mean, hey, that was like this series in a microcosm. They just like everything collapsing towards the net. High danger. Don't know what the hell's going on. Edge of your seat.
Absolutely.
Go for us this round.
Absolutely. Welcome. Welcome to the PP1 podcast post-game playoff show. On the Hockey Podcast Network, a menagerie of hockey podcasts, but mainly ours. PP1 podcast. Canucks are undefeated when I'm on the radio in the mornings at 8 a.m. So that's good. So we might need to carry that on. Vegas just clinched 2-0, so the series is tied. They're going to Game 7. This is crazy times.
Great spots on the radio, by the way, Ryan. You're just crushing it.
I literally have nothing else to do, so this is how I prepare.
So. Are they going to start playing that in Abbotsford? I think we need to hear your voice out here.
I mean, I think I'm being sent the clip tomorrow. So we got a guest. In case you guys don't know who this fine gentleman is, this is Grant, a.k.a. Spider Soul. It says it in his name, but I'm going to say it out loud for you. good friend of the show. He's been commenting along, so we're probably not going to have as many comments this time because right here.
All the comments are right here. So
yeah, we'll just get you to type them all in instead of talking.
Okay, perfect.
That's a good idea. The Canucks are undefeated since these bad boys came out. I think that's true.
Well, I didn't grab my shirt off you again for like a second time.
Okay, so fun fact, played on Ted's ball team last night, his work team, where he like maimed a girl on like, I've never seen someone like violently throw someone the ball and they receive it with their body. he hit her arm so hard. Like I was deep center field. We're talking like 300 feet from the plate. And I could hear it that loud. And they share a desk. I'm totally ripping into you because I know you feel awful about this. We all had a good chuckle about it because Ted's like the nicest guy. And yeah. It was super unfortunate.
It's accurate.
The reason I bring it up, so, you know, we're walking back to our vehicles. It's like 11 o'clock last night. I think, hey, man, I got your shirts and stuff in the car. Yeah, good. I'm sitting waiting for like 5 minutes. It's pitch black in the parking lot. Cool. And I'm like, he must be talking to one of his coworkers on the ball team. All good, like normal, like you would, tailgate, right?
Yeah.
A couple minutes goes by. I look. I don't think his truck's there. So I drive down his way. He's gone. He ghosted me. He ghosts me. And I have to go the long way in that parking lot. I hate going that way.
Yeah.
It takes forever. So I reminded him this morning that he needs to be a better friend.
Yeah. This afternoon, I just so you know, I rolled in. She likes tequila. So I bought her like a 12-pack of those like Olay tequila mixers. So I feel like smart. I'm doing my best to make up for it. But it was not good. You know, like we had a different catcher in there. And I'm like, you know, the in this league, the pitcher usually covers for the catcher at home.
Yeah.
Because it's usually like an inexperienced person. And so I look at it's a person with a brown shirt. Don't throw if it's a brown shirt. Pitcher's got a black shirt. Throw if it's a black shirt. I get out there, like out to the grass, like misplay, grab the ball, like turn and fire. Black shirt, good to go. But she had swapped. And so she came in with a black shirt on. Pitcher also had a black shirt on. And I just like, it was like an absolute.
It was a missile. It was a missile of a throw. And it was,
I wouldn't expect anything else, anything less from Ted Wong, yeah. though. Like,
anyways, we should talk hockey, though, right?
Yeah, I tuned in and you guys are talking about your freaking baseball. We're going to get into our other baseball later. But so I had the goal clip and it ended up being the Artie Party. The Canucks, we had to watch the third period from the ball field, which is super fun watching on a cell phone instead of, you know, on everyone's big screen like we all own now.
So you got that clip? Was fun.
Pardon me?
You got that clip?
It's on Instagram. It's
ridiculous. So we watched the first period on the big screen TV.
Let's see if
so
I can
that's
pull
at home trying to like get dressed for ball watching TV, right? Like first period was what the first period was. Like I think they looked pretty solid. Like Artie looked like he was in control. Second period was like the old school radio, right? So we're driving down. You could hear you're trying to imagine everything that's going on in your head, like, you know. Wife's talking about work and stuff like that. And you're like, I'm hearing all that stuff. And you're trying to listen. And then you get to the game and now you're like, you're at bats and you're out in the field and you're coming home and you're trying to like, just tune in and watch what's going on the cell phone. But like, yeah, by the time it rolled around a couple minutes left, we were all crowded around this thing. Both teams had stopped playing by this point. There was like 12 guys on either team crowded around this cell phone. It was so good. But yeah, I'm assuming Grant, you got to watch the whole thing from the.
Okay, so here we go. Can you guys see this?
Let's see it. Yeah. No, I can't.
Yeah. We can't see it.
No, really?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I can't see it.
Oh, dang it. Let's try that again.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
Okay. One more time.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's
so
beautiful.
That's what happened. That it only took eight times to get there. Cool. And we're gonna hear it in the background apparently.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you felt bad because like we were just not going out to play defense. It was like our turn and nobody was can. And then you look over and the other dugout was unique.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So pretty awesome. I mean, as Canucks fans, it wasn't fun to go to this game because we all want to be at home. I text Ted, I'm like, you go and he goes, of course. I'm like, okay, just making sure. But again, another one goal. They actually made a one goal game count this time, which is surprising. But they squeaked it out. Most of us had it in six. It felt like 2011 all over again. Just super, just excruciating.
Oh.
And yet they made it happen. Grant, what were you thinking when it was going on?
Oh man, I was so frustrated for like 98% of this game, just like I was for game five, game four, game three. Like it just like nothing was getting through. Pia Suter missed everything he was trying to like. And then of course he's the guy that gets the winner. So, but like for the most part, like I was sitting there watching it. Yeah. Just at home and the wife's watching with me. And it was just like, I just kept like, just the frustration was getting to me. So for them to pull it out, like I thought for sure we were going to overtime, tied at zeros. And I was like, oh, like I'm settling in for a long night of,
yeah,
I don't know, whatever this hockey was. But Suter just coming in clutch. And of course, Besser getting the pass to him. Like Bess was a beast.
So I thought it was Garley. So I had to see the replay. I just watched the third period again when I got home. And I was like, Garland did it again, that same stinking pass three times. And I'm like, oh, it's Besser this time. Mm-hmm. So clearly it's contagious. Play. So that's the third goal
yeah.
this series, the exact same way.
So I don't know why they didn't just like cause like a scrum go in the corner behind the net, no look pass to the front. Like that should have just been the play all series. We would have this thing over a long time ago. Who knew? Who knew?
Like unbelievable.
Well, it looked like we were going to get goalied by Saros this game too. Like he was he was stopping everything. Like it was, part of the frustration was like, finally they have more than 8 shots on the goal with like 3 minutes left in the game. And Saros had just stopped everything.
Mm-hmm. So, Steve, good friend of the show, Ted, you remember the group text from game 5? He's he's like, if it goes 0-0 into the third period, I don't like Canucks' chances. He's like, one goal just isn't. Sure enough, it goes the way it did. And then we're on the field and it's still 0-0. I just kept thinking, he had to go and say that thing last time. And all I could think about, one goal isn't going to be enough, and maybe we don't even score it. And then they score, and then there's the crowd. There's the play right at the end there. Artie's big save. Myers, the whole gang tackled it to keep the puck out. And then I'm watching it right on the replay again here. And then it's like everything is happening. It was a Bob Cole moment.
Everything is happening.
Yeah, and then it was over as quick as it started, it felt like. So defense still played a key. I think the Canucks, they had that gear going. I'm going to say it again for anybody that's thinking about this. I really hope Edmonton has, acoustic country singers they can think of to play their anthems. Because once again, you have bluegrass, which again, guys sounded great, but you don't build up at an arena of 18,000 people or 19 or 20,000 people with bluegrass anthems. You go in there, you AC/DC it up, you Nickelback it up, whatever. You go out there and you get the place rocking. I mean, for them skating out onto the ice was crazy. And then they just completely dulled it down. I'm like, they got this.
Yeah.
I knew right away.
The second that happened, I was like, it was just shade. I can't remember who sang the opening game in Nashville. It was, again, it was beautiful. It was acoustic. Yeah. It was great. But it was the same thing, right? And I guess we think that's what a letdown, right? And I think of the Mystery Alaska thing when that happens, right? But I guess folks in Nashville, they like that stuff. Like it gets them super jacked up. I don't know. I'm not sure what the deal is out there, but
Edmonton's going to be 5 times worse because Nashville at least has all the A-listers. Like imagine the D-list country stars that are in Edmonton,
only know A-list ones,
the Calgary George Canyon. Is that the guy?
Yeah.
With the song note as his jersey. That's gonna be a series. That is gonna be a heck of a series. It sounds like it's starting on Tuesday, I think. Monday or Tuesday, whatever day the 7th is.
And I think we're all looking for something different, right? I mean, it's the Oilers we're going to see next, but really watching Nashville was kind of like watching a Canuck clone, right? I mean, they play such a similar game, same basic philosophy, and defend the net, don't allow a lot of shots, and it was almost like playing this sort of carbon copy of the way that Vancouver sort of attacks, right? And it made for a really frustrating chess match, I find. It probably would have been a similar series had we gone up against LA, but those guys just got their lights shot out. So it'll be really interesting how to see Vancouver's defense matches up versus Edmonton's super high octane offense. But just hearing Brendan Batchelor talk about Ian Cole's game in the second period and how integral he is to that penalty kill and what he did from a physical standpoint, from the defensive spot in defending what's going on, from Nashville attacking, he just seems as the series rolled on, more and more of a heart and soul player for this decor. And I think everybody now to this point is really starting to look up to what he does. And he really does lead, I think, from that back end, whether we saw it early or not. So what a boon to have this guy in the lineup for sure.
Grant, go nuts, buddy. What do you got in your mind?
That experience is going to be just sometimes I hear, guys are like, oh, they've never played a playoff game and, they're in tough and guys will just shine if it's, game one, like Seelofs, right? But there is something to be said about that grizzled vet who comes in, who's just like, guys, especially after, like, you know, the big win, the comeback win the other night, and like where he just settles that room down. He looks at guys like Miller and is like, okay, you lead this team, but like, don't get too high, don't get too low. And I think Cole is just that guy. Like he's been there, he's won his cups, and he's just like, settle down, guys. We got work to do. He knows the exact amount of like, hey, have fun tonight, and then tomorrow we get our ass to work, and like, let's go.
Yeah, absolutely. So Scott Rhodes blowing up right now still. The game ended, what, an hour and a half ago? Our baseball game ended like 25 minutes ago, it feels like. Longest slow pitch game ever, by the way. Jeez.
Self-Fraser Way in Abbotsford is like a mini Scott Road. Like, I like to think we were first, but I mean, hey, that's just the... But like, but I did look, Abbotsford's... it's
nobody's been to Abbotsford, so. Okay, man? People have idea. It could be first, but there's not enough people to talk about it.
It's true, but who wants to go to Surrey? I mean, I don't know, but...
It's... things got weird. Things were said. Yeah,
I can't make a comment. That's where all the family is, so I'll get lynched.
No, my wife's from Surrey. I
lived there, man. I got a cool bulletproof vest before I left.
Yeah.
Actually, I got a fake cap gun when I got there, so that was kind of funny. Like, you're going to Surrey, like, you're gonna need this. I'm like, you guys, that's so sweet. So
if you want to keep the night rolling through Surrey, all you got to do is wear a freaking Archer Seelov's Latvian nightclub shirt and we'll be fine.
Oh, man.
So when JT Miller wore that yesterday, everyone and their dog, you had to believe. When, like, we all saw the tweet, right? We all saw they had that there was a clip. As soon as I saw that, I'm like, okay, these guys are as cool as a cucumber right now. That's the kind of thing that you pull out when you just need to dumb it down.
Mm-hmm.
And again, obviously, with the anthem and everything, those are the kind of things where, you know, the leadership has taken over and, you know, that team, like, everyone was willing to go through a wall for each other. And I mean, with Seelovs as well, like, I mean, shout out Ian Clark they're talented goalies, but shout out Ian Clark for having the entire organization dialed in the net. Like, it's, there's something to be said for that.
That's such a great point. And I feel like not only do these goalies just sort of step in and just sort of handle their business, like we feel we haven't had that in a long time as Canucks fans for if the starter's not in, then, you know, what exactly is going on, right? And like, and we've had such a rough go of it over the last like 5-6 years with what's happened in goaltending. And, you know, when it wasn't Demko under Markstrom, and when it wasn't, you know, a solid backup under Demko, and then all of a sudden all these guys are just coming out of the woodwork, and they all sort of have, you know, they have that big frame, that athleticism that Ian Clark looks for, but they all seem to have that same really even mentality as well, that they're just like, I got this.
Okay, it says intro. This is the intro. The chase for the Stanley Cup is on, and if you're looking to light the lamp, nothing beats the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL. From the start of playoff beards all the way till the hoisting of the cup, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays. Those are fun. Live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Make sure you check out all the lines on the DraftKings Sportsbook app for upcoming NHL playoff games. But I'm not going to give you any betting advice because that would be wrong. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code THPN. What was that? THPN. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Not later, right now, instantly. That's code THPN only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com co/ice for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Copyright NHL 2024, all rights reserved.
Like, yeah, I mean, like, how cool does Silas look? Like, he didn't strike me as a rookie seeing his first, like, playoff action, let alone, you know, he just was so calm out there, right? So, I mean, what a fortunate thing to have. Like, I just, if you would have told me that we would have lost a Vezina caliber goaltender and still have a shot at winning this series at the start of the year, I'd have told you were out to lunch, but
let alone steals the show at the end.
Yeah. And it's not the first time he's done stuff like that either. Right. I mean, very, very cool. Just like such a cool guy. So stoked for it.
And you got to see him a ton, Grant.
Yeah. I mean, I went to 3 or 4 games this year, like, it's funny because watching him in Abbotsford, like, he was good, but I was never like, oh man, this guy's like the next one. Right. And then, I saw Tolopilo once or twice, but like you said, Ted, like, I feel like Tolopilo could have stepped into this series and they would have won for him too. Like, legitimately, like, Ian Clark is working magic with these guys. It is unbelievable. Like, Sochenko is winning for the Abbey Canucks and he played, like, he barely played this year and Clark had him ready to go. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, super great. There's something in the water in Abbotsford, man, but there's not a whole lot of worries in goaltending.
I'll say, last time I was there, things were pretty rough on that Saturday night, let me tell you. We got through it. Right. We got through it. Yeah, nothing. Yeah. A little Pepto doesn't help, so.
Exactly.
So, all joking aside, Canucks win. This is a pretty awesome moment in the team's history. Mm-hmm. It's been a while since we've been talking about a playoff win. I mean, geez, we're on a podcast now. The last time they had a playoff win, podcasts weren't really a thing, I don't think. So we're all here talking, and it's a good feeling. But let's get serious for a second. They play the Edmonton Oilers in round 2, and it's going to be, if they're lucky, it's going to be a track meet. Because I think they might get to open up those legs a little bit. But I mean, they have the most dangerous power play, and the Canucks are a little guilty of taking some penalties. They've got two of the best players on the planet. Right now, they have this Connor McDavid guy that takes over games. He's got it. He's a cheat code. Yes, the Canucks have a cheat code in Quinn Hughes, and we really hope Elias Pettersson. But what are you guys expecting out of this series? Is it going to be like 4 straight Edmonton? Is it 7 games? Is this going to be close? Is it not even close? Grant, what do you think so far?
Well, so like I was looking on Twitter, Drance, who's a noted better, because I'm not at all, but he had Canucks as underdogs, like it was +220. So I think a 31% implied chance of winning the series. So to me, that sounds about right. Like, as good as the Canucks were all season, the way Edmonton turned it on after their terrible start, yeah. I could see, you know, like, we are underdogs heading into this series. I love that we have home ice advantage. I think that was huge. Like, that end of the season, that game against them turned out to actually really matter, right? Yeah. So, like, the fact that we got that win, like, that's in the back of the Oilers' minds. It has to be. Right. So it's a bit of a mental edge, but man, to shut down McDavid and Draisaitl, and like, I hate Darnell Nurse, but you know, like, it's going to be a crazy series. And I really think actually Lindholm might be our X factor here and the guy who can like really step up and make a difference.
Ted, what are you thinking?
I think it's going to be completely different. It's not like anything we've seen so far from Nashville. Like, I mean, yes, there is a ridiculous amount of offense. We're not even talking about a 50 goal scorer that kind of appears up on that line. Exactly. Right. I mean, and he's already got 8, I think, or something like that, 7 or 8 in the playoffs. Right. I mean, what's our highest point scorer right now? Do we have 7 or 8 points?
Probably. Yeah. Besser. Right. Yeah.
Right. So it's a completely different style, right? We're going to go from a mud bog, you know, to the Nürburgring, right? Like, it's going to be an absolute track meet. And while they have a ridiculous offense, the defense is not, you know, they don't play team defense like Nashville does. They don't play team need defense like Vancouver does. So it's going to be there's going to be breakdowns that the Canucks are going to have to take advantage. The neutral zone's not going to be nearly as clogged up. Like they're going to get their looks. They're going to get significantly more looks than they got in Nashville versus the Nashville Predators, but it's going to come in different spots, right? Like, yeah, you're going to get looks, but you're also going to give up twice as many looks as you did to a team like Nashville. So they're going to have to put goals away early. You're going to need guys like Petey to step up, and 100% Grant. Yeah. We're going to have to get a big series out of like our quasi third line center here. And he's looking significantly better as these games go on. And he's going to have to probably be the guy that's going to have to face off against, you know, the big line, right? Like he's probably going to have to play that shutdown role, and he knows how to do it. And he's done it a lot playing in Calgary versus Edmonton all these seasons. Right. So we'll see. It'll be different, which I'm ready for.
You know what I think we're going to see a lot more of in the next series. I think Connor Garland, this is the kind of series, and maybe even Hoglander, this is going to be one of those pest series, you know what I mean? Because Edmonton's got their guys. But I think it's going to be a pest kind of series where kind of like the greasiest team might even win this one. Like it might not just be the top tier talent. I mean, it should be, but I could easily see, you know, the greasy stuff kind of take over. We've got a Zadorov. I don't watch a whole lot of Edmonton Calgary games, so I don't know what it was like when he was back in Calgary against McDavid and Draisaitl. But you got to think he knows his role, and he did a great job in round one. How great would it be if we get? You know what? Let's dial it back for a second. How great would it be if the Murders came back? If we get the good old JV, we're not going to say his name. The good old Murders against Connor McDavid in the rookie season. Maybe Zadorov watches some game tape. Like, remember, this guy's gettable. I mean, that was also like predicted, but still.
He was like 18 or something like that, and then he got hit by a 19-year-old still amazing, prospect. Ted. But it was a big hit. I remember. I was like, wow, it was a massive hit. That guy's going to be a great player for the Canucks for a long time. Didn't happen. But yeah, I mean, there's some annoying characters on this squad, right? They're going to have to deal with Sam Carrick. We all know about Evander Kane's game. You know, Darnell Nurse, for all his warts, is still a pain in the ass to play against, right? You know, they still have the Worm. We haven't even talked about Corey Perry, right? Like,
I forgot about that.
That's a guy that's going to be out there that has a ton of playoff experience, and I think they have to find a way to take advantage of guys like that that aren't known for skating now at this point in their careers. So, yeah, it's going to be guys like Hoglander are going to be pivotal in this series. Zadorov is going to have to keep doing Zadorov things, and Lindholm is going to have to play in that shutdown role, and that third line is going to it's been one of the driving forces of this team since like that line was put together after it was sort of broken up when Bluger was pulled off it, and it's going to have to be a big line again in this series too. But I don't know what their role is going to be. Are they going to generate chances? Are they going to be putting into like a shutdown role, or are they just going to be a don't screw up line? I don't think so. I think they're going to have to play
so a role. Do we call up Pod Colson here? Like, I feel like this is a series where Pod comes in and just like, you know, pull out a PDG and bring in a bit of heft and some, you know, a little bit of snarl with him as well. Like,
What's Abby's series at right now?
They're down 1-0. I think they play their next game tomorrow, but it's a best of five.
Oh, okay.
So,
I think if he's going, you probably do bring him up. Do you bring him up for the Edmonton part of the series, or do you bring him up in the Vancouver part of the series? I would say you keep him going in Abbey until probably till the series is over, because you can't pull him out of that lineup now, right?
That's
like
true.
You got to keep him in that lineup. Mm-hmm. You do have a pretty tight lineup up top already, so you can afford to kind of roll with what you've got so far. But yeah, I don't think they pull him out until either the series is over, or maybe they just keep him down there unless they feel that there is a need there. And I guess the first couple of games of the series are probably going to decide a lot, but I don't know. It'd be nice to see him.
I don't think they give a crap. I think if they feel like they need him, they're going to call him up like instantly. I don't think they're worried at all about what's going in Abbey. And I think this is the whole point of having the farm team in Abbotsford, right? Like, you can paper a guy down and he can play games. He doesn't have to paper down and hang around, right?
Right, right.
Well, that's why Tolopilo was called up as E-Bug. Like, they're like, we don't care. Like, we don't care. It's all about the big club.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that if, you know, if DiGiuseppe like struggles at all, and he's been so good, you know, not making mistakes, and this forechecking's been solid, he's physical enough, and he is a little bit like Pod Colson at this stage right now. And but he's been really responsible. And I think that's what like Tocchet has wanted from like a veteran player in that spot. And if things get out of control, then I could see him going to Pods to do it. But I mean, let's hope that we don't see Pods because PVG is getting the job done and we're winning games. Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Tocchet though. So they score the goal, they show the bench, and he's just quieting everybody down. Like, guys, mm-hmm. game's not over yet. And I mean, it was kind of funny because it was a big goal and they celebrated like it was the series winner, but they still had a few minutes to play. And Nashville buried them once before. So it was kind of good that he kept everybody in check on that. It's Ted, we talked about this earlier in the season and we've done it a bunch. But man, having all that leadership, whether it's the eyes in the sky or the guys on the bench, I mean, it's exciting to be a fan of a team where there's just talent everywhere you look. And the further this goes, all that talent is going to be so much more meaningful because now you've won a round, right? You've got a round against a team that really pissed you off. They're really tough to play against. And now you're at a team where discipline is going to be paramount. If you take stupid penalties, I watched enough Connor McDavid to know that he doesn't even have to shoot the puck and it seems to go in the net. So you can't take stupid penalties. The JT Miller moves. Zadorov is going to be watched a little bit more. I do hope he keeps playing the way he's playing, but I don't think you're going to see well, that's not true. Corey Perry and Darnell Nurse do like to dive.
I think you just might.
Vanderson.
That guy cashes checks, man. That's all he wants to do.
Yeah. So they got to watch that. They've got to be disciplined because I mean, you're likely going to see Shelov's probably game one, probably game two. Cause I don't think Demko's, I mean, he's skating, but let's be honest, he's probably not close. So you're going to have to make sure that you don't screw your goalie, have an opportunity to keep you in a game. And obviously there's the front end stuff of, you know, the Pettersons and everybody else. So I don't know. I like this series. I could see it going like 6 or 7. I think it's possible. I could also see this over in 4.
Yeah.
Which
hopefully not, but I mean,
those are two very different.
I mean, guys, just because it's over in 4 doesn't mean it has to be a loss, right?
That's true.
That's true.
Remember the Kelowna Rockets beat the Brandon Wheat Kings with a Nolan Patrick on that team. They swept them. So it's possible. The NHL, a way tougher league with way better players. Yeah, it's possible.
I think Oiler fans are underestimating the Canucks for sure. They think it's fait accompli that this one's done. Like, I think this is going to be a way tougher series than a lot of Oiler people are saying it's going to be. Like, it's going to be a fun series. And I like, honestly, you can blow the hot take horn or whatever, but like, I think we'll see our first suspension in this series. I think we're gonna see somebody, even if it's just a game or two. Like, I think it's gonna be nasty. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
Call it Friday.
What do you got, Grant?
Nurse. It's gonna be Nurse. They're gonna just get him off his game. He's gonna do something dumb.
Well, who's he hurting? That's probably what I'm more concerned about. Oh, if he's gonna get suspended, I almost don't want to know.
Well, we might be.
It's that Abbotsford Wi-Fi. Don't pay your bills, folks. That's what happens.
Hey, farm country, man. It's all patched together out here.
Everything's 5G plus now. Apparently, it's not even LTE anymore. It's 5G plus.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. So who's getting hurt? You said, but we didn't.
Oh, don't make me do that. Hey, did you hear? I'm guessing because you guys are at the ball game, but Bieksa refused to say shutout on the second intermission panel tonight. Yeah, he said he's not superstitious, and neither am I actually, but he refused to say it. And good on him because that was a bold take.
Well, so, I like that because you're not superstitious, but he just is respecting the fact that maybe somebody else is.
Yeah, exactly. So,
friend of the show, Luke, Ted, you and I both know Luke very well.
Great dude.
He's an Oilers fan. We golfed together yesterday. It's a good time. He had his Vice Oilers golf balls. Wasn't a big fan of those. He didn't play very well. He had to switch balls. There's a reason. So He just messaged me. He goes, yes, I'll come on and turn this into an Oilers podcast. So he seems to think that, again, yeah, fait accompli. So I think we're going to have to step our game up for round two. Thankfully, game one is on a Tuesday. That means there are no sports that I'm a part of, whether driving, coaching, or other. So we'll be okay. And if we get Friday, Ted, that's not good because I'm going to be out of town. So we might just have to take a break on the weekend or do some Instagram or something. Who knows? So we'll see what happens. I'm absolutely cooking in this room, and I don't know how you guys are feeling. So this is about the time I think they've got enough of their post game shows. They've got enough. They're done. We're done. We've enjoyed this. I should also point out, after Pia Suter scored that goal, we all go crazy. Ted walks up to the plate. Dude goes New Jack City to left field, put that ball into orbit. And we were still cheering the Canucks goal so hard that we all forgot to high-five him for his home run.
I was screaming at the plate because I was like so stoked, and then the pitcher like threw me a strike. So the next one I had to like park.
He absolutely bombs it. So we're all joking. We're like, oh shoot, Ted hit a homer. We got to go high five him at the plate. So
yeah, I didn't want to spend any more time on the base pass. I wanted to come look at the goal.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. So way to channel your inner fan and go yard on that one. So it helped our team win by 12 runs. So anyway, we're going to call it at, oh, what the heck happened there? We're going to call it at this point in the show. We'll be back. Don't worry. This is going to be our show this week, so DraftKings, don't worry. We already got your ad read in there. I just got to figure out where. It's been a lot of fun, man. It's going for round two. It feels right. It just feels right. Oh. Still getting texts from like everyone I know. This is great. Across the world, Australia is cheering on our Canucks. Everybody's in on it. This is a great, great feeling. Guys, it's a good time. It's a good time. So
it's happening.
It is happening. It is happening. So, folks, as you know, this is the PP1 podcast on the Hockey Podcast Network. We're joined by a good friend of the show, Grant, aka Spider Soul. So I'm sure that's like every handle he's got everywhere. So make sure you
go follow
make
me.
Sure you, make sure you.
There's nothing interesting, but yeah.
he's on Reddit. I'm sure he's on Reddit.
Yeah. Or something. Get on there. Give him a follow.
Yeah, he's good people. He's good people. He supports our show good enough that we have him on our show. He's got an Abbotsford Heat jersey in the background. We're going to let that slide.
Worked for him, so.
Oh, that counts. That checks out. You got to have it. It's a company uniform. You got to have one.
That's right. Exactly.
Exactly. On behalf of Grant, on behalf of the Artie Party Fan Club, my boy Teddy, I'm Ryan. This is the PB1 Podcast on the Hockey Podcast Network. Canucks are going to round two. Look out, Edmonton. We're coming for you. Peace out.